Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
All right, listen, we're going to have a good time on today's show. And, of course, I'm here with my family. But get ready. Let's get this party started, all right?
All right.
Yeah. All right, so sitting in for Portia this week, the beautiful, the sexy, the wonderful, the beautiful, the sexy, the wonderful, the beautiful, the sexy, the wonderful. Eva Marcel.
Oh, I thought you said somebody else.
Yeah, I had to say it. Right, that was shade. So before we start dishing all of the tea, let's check in with Heidi and Frank out there on the West Coast. What's up, guys?
No, the beautiful and the sexy?
No. The beautiful and the sexy. Heidi, we don't know about Frank, but definitely. All right, so lady, if you mess with Miranda Lambert, she's going to serve you some salad. And Rebel Wilson dishes on her night out clubbing with your best friend, Brat, diva Mariah Carey. So get ready for that. But Haircrack, what's up first?
All right, so legendary Motown artist Smokey Robinson is actually coming to the defense of Jennifer Lopez because a lot of critics was giving her a tough time about her Grammy Motown tribute. Now, everyone's aware that the controversy that surrounded around her performance at Sunday night's Grammy Awards, a lot of people felt like an African-American should have been selected to honor the legendary record label.
Oh, that's shallow.
Yeah, very. It really is. Well, 78-year-old Smokey hopped on the gram yesterday and gave everybody a piece of his mind. It was so long, I feel like he typed it with a typewriter. It's pretty long, so I'm going to give you a small excerpt of it, and here's what he said. Attention, all those of you who protested a wonderful, super talented, world-renowned superstar like Jennifer Lopez showing her love and support for Motown music, here's some food for thought. Then he said the very first day of Motown, Berry Gordy told the five of us who were present, I'm going to start my own record company, and we're going to make music for everybody and always be sure to make quality music that the world can enjoy. And through the grace of God and hard work and determination, we accomplished that.
And the whole point with that is that the whole world can enjoy, not just that black people can like.
Right.
I think J-Lo did an amazing job. I was highly entertained. She got on the damn piano. She did a backflip, a front with flip, a round off, and whatever else she did. She gave it her all. Oh, I feel like she changed up. She looked beautiful. She can only be J-Lo.
Well,
she
can't be.
Okay, well, then let her do the show as well as she can, which she did.
But Motown people wasn't all on the pianos and stuff, honey. That would have been called them all kind of.
It don't matter. She was giving a good show had she wore a damn afro and bell bottoms, you'd have said she was too black. Y'all don't know what y'all want to do these days.
You might have a reason to bitch if they had the British housewife who won Britain's Got Talent.
Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle was chosen.
Well, as we all know, Watch What Happens Live host Andy Cohen just became a daddy via surrogate on February 4th.
Yay, Andy.
Baby boy Benjamin. Again, the father and son duo are now gracing the front cover of People magazine. And in an interview with People TV, Andy Cohen describes his first moments with his little son Benji and how his wish came true. Take a look.
I had been hoping that he would have a full head of hair, and he really over-delivered. And that was the first thing you see is the head of hair coming out. And I was amazed.
That baby is gorgeous. Freaking adorable. Wow. Oh my God.
Gorgeous. Yeah, but I think when he said to come out with a full head of hair, he didn't want bangs on that kid. I dress that kid like Caesar every single day. Little thumbs down on that.
And being on the receiving end or whatever, because I was there when my son was born, you see that head of hair and you're like, oh, okay, it's not so bad. But when that head pops out, I felt faint.
In the video, he wished his child had a full head of hair. For those of you who have babies, was that on the wish list? I know it's like 10 fingers and 10 toes, and I just wanted to be healthy, but have you ever wished for a full head of hair?
Well, this is the thing about it. When you have a child that has a full head of hair, you get heartburn, like, during your pregnancy and throughout.
Really?
So bad. And the more heartburn you get, you know your child is going to have hair.
Really?
Both of my kids came out with so much hair, but the heartburn is so real. Andy doesn't even know.
What does hair have to do with heartburn?
I don't know.
Maybe something the hair follicles rub up against the heart to burn it.
I don't know.
I never had no kids.
What about all the women that was born with a full head of hair and they don't have any edges? What happened?
To see more video of Andy Cohen, all you have to do is go to peopletv.com and to pick up an issue of People magazine. It's going to be hitting newsstands nationwide this Friday.
Well, it's safe to say country singer Miranda Lambert is someone you do not want to mess with. Allegedly, the singer was dining at a Nashville steakhouse with her mother and a family friend and got into an all-out food fight, y'all.
What?
According to sources, the fight started with the woman's husband who picked a fight with Miranda's friend, and things got so out of hand, Lambert dumped a salad on a woman's head.
Oh my God.
She claims she was provoking her, y'all.
Without dressing, because I think that does make a big difference. Like a dry salad, you can...
Hopefully the dressing was on the side.
You can shake it off, but you got a head full of ranch. It's like...
They could have made it out there with vinaigrette, though.
A balsamic.
It could have been worse. I mean, she's known for gunpowder and lead. This is a salad bowl and bread, so it could have been...
Way worse.
Now, sources told reporters that cops were called to the location, but Miranda and her people skated out of there before they came, and no reports were filed.
I can just see how this headline could be taken a hold of. Miranda Lambert spotted tossing salad at local establishment. Like, what?
Hell yeah.
Wow, where is that? I want to go.
Hell, I want to piss her off.
Yeah, man, you don't want to get that onion, especially when you take the onions out with your hand and it's on your fingers all day.
Oh, and there's always going to be a rogue one that you can't find because it fell in a weird pocket or crevice of your outfit somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you hate that? Smell the onions right here?
I think crouton might put an eye out.
So, Eve, you think she's trying to be a real housewife?
It sounds like it, but as a housewife, I'm going to tell you one thing. You can say whatever you want to. Don't touch me.
Oh.
When salad gets to tossed and you start doing, and not the kind of salad you like tossed, like when you toss an actual salad.
Oh, tomatoes and lettuce.
Tomatoes and lettuce, some croutons.
Have you ever thrown anything at anybody, Eva? Been so pissed at whatever's in your hands, you're just tossing at them? Are you a thrower?
I threw fists back in when I was younger. That was called fighting.
Dang, Eva. I don't understand.
Okay.
Through fist. That's what I used to throw, but I don't throw anything anymore. I throw prayers to God.
Well, this bodybuilder and model and fitness instructor, she has over 13 million followers on Instagram. She was in the Bahamas. So you've seen this picture many times of people going to this particular island in the Bahamas where there's pigs just roaming around on the beach and stuff.
Exumas.
Popular destination.
Yes.
Well, she went and, a pig did this.
Uh-oh.
What I would do.
Let's see.
Can we zoom back in?
Let's see.
mordió. Mordió.
Oh, yeah. Can we watch this?
They are very aggressive.
I think we need to watch it one more time.
Well, Frank, the pigs are aggressive because they are conditioned for people to give them food. Because, you know, we go into the Exumas, we all going this summer.
And he saw that fat apple. He's like, ew.
You think that's what it was?
I'm going to work my way to the roast beef.
I didn't know that they were like that aggressive. That they were.
Now, Ricky, if it was a life or death situation and you and Gary went out of town and that happened to him, would you suck the venom out? Of Gary.
Of Gary's butt?
Yeah.
Would you suck Gary's
The only thing I can think of is Gary's obituary. Because I'm Say, Eva, can you get the food?
You send them on to heaven.
Can you get the food for the repairs? Okay, who's going to pick the casket out?
I got the flowers.
He ain't going to make it.
In the arms of an angel. Up next, another week, another Blac Chyna smash alert. And Jay-Z gets a huge apology for someone in his past. We'll tell you more about that after the break. Dish Nation. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. And that place is ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, Dish Nation viewers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation, DISHNATION. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Dish Nation. All right, so welcome back. Now listen up, y'all. Looks like we might have some old rap beef being squashed.
What?
All right, so remember back in the day when, like, Jay-Z first came out before it became the icon he is today?
Right.
Him and his friends Damon Dash and Biggs Berg partnered up to form Rockefeller Records, and that launched Jay's career, right? They parted ways and have rarely spoken since. And Dame Dash became a very vocal critic about the hip-hop culture. And sometimes he would throw personal jabs at Jay-Z and the man he would call a culture vulture, none other than record executive Leo Cohen.
Wow.
But it looks like Dame might be missing some of the old times because he posted this video on Instagram making a shocking declaration, an apology. Take a look.
What?
I have no beef with anybody. Pause. I'm looking past it. So, Jay-Z, if I've offended you, I apologize. Leo Cohen, if I offended you, I apologize. Just because you don't have the same morals and principles, it's cool. I'm not angry no more. And Jay, you know, the friendship we had was cool, man. I just miss it. But whatever he's doing, he's doing. But I'm cool with it, bro. I'm sorry, man. I wasn't myself for a second. Aaliyah had me.
Only thing you can do is make good. You in your 40s, you almost 50, man. People are dying. You know, get it right.
But did he make good? Because he said, I'm sorry. And then right after it, he's like, because we have different morals and the way we...
Then it was kind of...
So it's like...
That's Dame's way of apologizing.
But I felt it was sincere. I got a good spirit
no
of discernment.
All you have to say is, I'm sorry. No commas, no buts, no period.
The video gave me ISIS tape vibes.
Yeah.
You ever see where they be having, like, the hostages and stuff?
Yeah, like, they about to shoot them.
Yeah,
like,
who are those people?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like seconds later, like, you know, Leo Cohen's like, good job, Dame.
Yeah,
but is he apologizing not because he's broke? Because he seemed broke. Now, the head didn't look too like he had no money left.
I don't think he's broke. He's
Dame,
not broke.
Dame get his hustle on, and he just got the money back from Lee Daniels, from what I understand. And, like, he always kept his hands in something.
He's back on a TV
increments.
Show, too.
You think that Jay-Z is going to pick up the phone and call Dame Dash?
I don't think he's going to call him. I don't think
he's going to. You don't think so?
No, because didn't somebody say there was just a huge party and Dame wasn't there?
The annual Rock Nation brunch for
Grammys.
The Grammys.
Right.
And that thing had a dress code, no fisherman hats.
I don't even know. That was a fisherman hat. That was like cool in the game.
Okay, guys, we got a smash alert. So Big Draco, aka Soulja Boy, and guess who, y'all?
Who?
Blac Chyna.
Oh, no!
You lying to me.
Yes, honey. They allegedly slid into each other's DMs and have been together for a whole week, y'all.
What?
A week.
So what y'all think about this new couple?
our newest Hollywood royalty.
Mm. You know, Black China's vagina is actually an Airbnb location.
Wow.
Like, she moves quick.
I mean, first of all, if you're talking about from Rob Kardashian or from that younger
guy. There's been, like, four people since Rob Kardashian.
The idea that just because a guy and a girl are together, they're having sex, no, they might just be hanging out.
She with Soulja Boy. That's all. They don't have nothing else to do but get hot.
They are not going, to Bible study in church together. I promise you that.
Vacation Bible school?
No.
And I think she may be older than him, so you know, that's a, you know, Soulja Boy has had some chicks that y'all may not know about, but I think they cute personally.
Yeah, and knowing with them, honey, both like to stun, honey, on social media, that could be for publicity.
This is true.
She got Soulja Boy. I remember when I was Soulja Boy age or whatever, I would take him down through there in the bedroom. Oh. I would take him through. Yes, oh, I did. Really? That's my ex-wife. Oh, she'll tell you.
Let me call him. You know, I know. Terry could take it down. Yeah, he took down the damn wallpaper.
Up next, actress Rebel Wilson has a new singing BFF, and you won't believe who it is. We'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
I've got some diva news, honey. Actress Rebel Wilson stopped by the Ellen DeGeneres Show Tuesday, honey, to promote her new film, Isn't It Romantic? And she spilled some hot tea, honey, about her little night out with Brad's BFF, honey, Mariah Carey. Let's take a look.
You were there when Mariah Carey was there.
Yeah,
so you went out to dinner before
with Mariah. No.
You'd never met her?
Obviously, like, I love her music.
Right.
So we went into this club and it's very exclusive, and they security demanded that we give our coats to them in order to get into the club. And Mariah's like, no, my coat is part of the outfit. No. And then I was like, what's going to happen? And it's freezing cold outside the club, so we really wanted to get in. But then at the end of the day, she did what was best for the group.
Yeah.
And we got in. You know, she's a team player.
There's a difference between a boss and a leader. And when you take up for your team, people love you and have more respect for you.
Yeah. Mm. And you know what? When it comes to fashion, and Mimi's known for her fashion and beauty and a lot of other things, but sometimes your jacket is that third piece. Mm-hmm. Like, you have your outfit, then you have your third piece. So that jacket is necessary.
Right.
So I can understand not wanting to give it up, but she was so dope for giving it
up. But Gary's jacket is not necessary. I mean, when you go to Burlington Coat Factory and find a sale, like...
Ooh.
Like, you really shouldn't have wore that jacket with that or whatever, because they would have made you take that off at the club. Well,
that's not Wilson's leather.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what happens to all the football. Nobody.
It's part of the outfit, huh? But if you look at what y'all got on, child. But anyway, if I was Mariah Carey, I would have never taken off my jacket because it was part of the outfit. It was part of the illusion.
Have you guys ever had to do something that you didn't want to do and be a team player, kind of like Andy King from the Fire Festival?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Brad?
Most of the time, I don't do things that I want to do. To all the
except, oh, you always been that way, Brett?
Except go to prison. I didn't want to do that.
Oh. You took one for the team.
So you had to take one for the team.
I had to take one for the team.
You had to go, Brett.
I had to go.
Did that hard. That's why you got respect in the streets, baby.
That's right. I got that street cred.
Oh, man. Because me and Eva was supposed to go. Brett said, I'll take the charge.
See?
Right, we was out there, right?
Yep,
and Brett took the charge because we was looking at 18 months.
That's right. Ain't no I in team.
Right. That's right.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Now listen, I got these Bluetooth wireless headphones that I know you guys are gonna love. It's available in three colors. You got yellow, you got red, also you got blue. And what's cool about these headphones is you can listen up to 4 hours on a single charge. That is enough power to charge up and soundtrack your entire day.
These are dope, head crack. I need a pair of these.
Yo, listen, you know what else, Brad? These headphones have a lightweight design with customizable ear tips and in-ear hooks that give anyone a strong and comfortable fit, and they're powerful, and they got skip-free audio.
Now, y'all keep raving about these things. How much are they?
Usually, the two-pack Gentex Slim Wireless Bluetooth headphones will cost you $100. But for our Dish Nation viewers, ladies and gentlemen, it is only
$20. $20?
Take that, high prices.
Wow.
Just go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. After After the break, a lottery winner had a very clever way to hide their identity. Heidi and Frank will tell you what they did, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, congratulations are in order because the world has another millionaire. Yes. A man in Jamaica by the name of Campbell won the lottery there in Jamaica for $158 million.
Damn.
Jamaican dollars, which equals $1.1 million in U.S. dollars. Still, he's a millionaire.
I didn't even think the Jamaican dollars were different.
Yeah. It works like that if you ever leave the house.
I'm not doing that.
Now, he waited a while because I think he was thinking about, you know, if everyone knows I have this money, my family's going to, you know, come after me.
Plus, it's not safe.
Or start asking me for cash. The charities come out of the woodwork. So what he did was he went down to the lottery office in disguise. Take a look. Yes, he's wearing a scream mask. If you had to pick a costume to dress up, what would you dress as?
I'd probably full-on clown, because I feel like if I won the lottery, and I really feel like I have being able to work here at Dish Nation and with you, but anyway, if I really did win... barely got through that with a straight face. If I did win the lottery, I wouldn't want anyone to know either, and it's not even that people would come
for me. Oh, if I won, you'd know. Everybody would know.
But yeah, but then you've got kids. People could hold your kids hostage for ransom money.
Oh, please, that's
money.
Why everybody would know.
Take them! Yeah. I will not pay your ransom, though.
Yeah, the movie Taken would have been way shorter.
I know who you are, and
keep them. I'm rich, bitch!
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.